Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the FRLO newsletter team call taking place on Thursday, 28th of May 2020 at 1800 UTC. On our call today on the French channel, we have Gabdubega Pingone. On the English channel, we have Remy Weke, Bukola Oronti, Rayanat Gbadamasi, Christian Anaki, Jules Nizeimana, Sarah Kidden, Dave Kisson Doyle, and Sean Jeduji. We haven't received any apologies for today's call, and from staff side, we have Silvia Vivanco, Evin Ardolda, and myself, Yeshim Nazar, and I'll also be doing call management for today's call. As you know, we have French interpretation, and our interpreters are Isabelle and Jacques. And just a kind reminder to please state your name before speaking, not only for the transcription, but also for the interpretation purposes as well, please. And now I would like to leave the floor over to you, Remy. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you very much. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning from wherever you are. And welcome everyone to this meeting. This is coming as agreed, and I'm sure that we are keeping safe considering the COVID pandemic all over the place. I hope we will all survive it and be able to tell the story ourselves. And coming to the essence of our meeting, it is an agreement, as we agreed at the last, we shared it at the last call, that we are going to meet. And as a matter of fact, we have started the process of after production. We have to review what we have and then see how we can progress from there. So I welcome everyone to this meeting. We hope that we are all going to contribute adequately and make the meeting fast so that we achieve the essence of this meeting. So I welcome all of us and thank you for coming to join this meeting. Thank you. Hello, sir.
Yes, we hear you. So the next item is the update from the Secretariat. Sarah Kiren, please.
Hi, everyone. This is Sarah for the record. I would like to re-echo Remy's words and say thank you very much for everyone that contributed to our last newsletter. I have received feedback, and many people said that it was a good one, so I think we should keep up the series. We agreed that we should hold meetings, like as Secretariat and as co-chairs, we will have a different meeting to talk about other issues, but as a working group, we proposed that we should have a meeting after a particular issue has gone out so that we can discuss challenges from that issue and then see how to improve the next issue or the next volume. So that's up to the working group to agree. And then we talked about production timelines. We realized we were a bit late with our last volume 2, and we're also very late with the French translation. So we hope to improve this. For right now, the plan is to have the next edition. We are planning for end of June, and I hope we can stick to the timeline or latest early July. And it will contain activities for the months of April, May, and June. So I know we already sent a call out, but I've not seen anything. Like, no one has sent any news articles. So please, 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 if your ALS has done any activities, even if it's like online, because we know due to COVID-19, many people have not been able to meet physically. But if you, your ALS has organized a webinar or you've had any other virtual activities, we will capture these in our report as well. So please send them. I think last time we received some in French. So if you're more comfortable writing your report in French, we will get someone to translate it. Please send it in either English or in French. And then we talked about collaborating with the social media working group to promote our ALS activities. So, for example, as an example, today, Ice of Uganda chapter had a webinar on the importance of the internet in the times of pandemics like this one. So things like that, we said we will work with the social media working group, and I'm happy that Vice Chair Bukola is also on the call for her to take note that we plan to work more collaboratively. We also encourage members to follow ICANN social media, ICANN and ICANN at large social media accounts, and continue to share activities of our chapters. And then for the translation, so what happened in the first volume, we only had in English. Then for the second volume, we had English and then later French. I think Olivier will be talking about the French issues later. And I think the working group, someone had made a comment on the working group mailing list about the timing and when to publish both English and French. So I think we can discuss that as well. Regarding content, if we receive too much content, we agreed or we discussed that we can move it to the next edition. Or if the members feel that it's okay to have a very long newsletter, I think we are happy with that as well. And yeah. I think that was a very, very long update. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Sarah. If I may take the floor, Chair, just to ask a question to Sarah and propose a suggestion.
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. With regards to the timeline, I would suggest that if you have already a calendar with the key dates, like, for example, date for the first draft or the draft or date for collecting all the inputs and so on, what we can do, you can send it to me. I can post it on the wiki page and circulate it among all the working group members. And even if you wish, we could send like a calendar invite so they see on their calendar the key dates, like, for example, last day to collect inputs or you know, last date for translations or so on. So then you have a timeline. I'm not sure if this, I guess we are in June. I don't know in terms of the calendar, when do you expect to have the final draft? Will this, I think this will cover 3 months, right? It will be a quarterly newsletter, so it will be released sometime maybe in the fall, but it will be very useful for everyone, I think, to have a clear date to work towards those. Thank you.
Yes, if I may, Chair. Thank you, Sylvia. We actually have the dates, but I think they were not shared. I can't remember if Remy shared them, but it's a good idea to have them on the wiki. So I think maybe Remy can share them with you after the call. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sarah, for that. Yes, we do have timelines for production, time for submission, time for collation, and time for also moving on the contents to staff for other preparation for the production. We do have them. I will share that with you after the meeting. Then we have also shared it before this meeting to remind ourselves about what we should be doing. But it's nice that you also raise it. We will share it alongside with you too after the meeting. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much, Remy. I see Sean has his hand up. If Remy is okay to give
him. Yeah, Chair, let's hear from you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Chair. This is Sean for the record. I think recently I started seeing newsletter or my Google calendar. So I mean that was actually served as a embarrassing reminder for me to actually get my responsibility done in terms of the chair's section of the newsletter. So I think that was very useful. So anytime I look at my calendar, I see that there's an action about newsletter compilation that is supposed to be done. So I think it would be good that is maintained as well, in addition to the posting on the wiki. And I don't know where the Google thing came from. Maybe it was. Oh, okay.
I sent it.
Okay. All right. I think it was good. Just to note that.
All right. Thank you. Well, Olivia, I don't know if Olivia is around, but I remember we also talked about.
Yes,
Is Olivia in the house?
Good evening. Good morning. Yes. Okay. Are you hearing me?
Yes, yes, we can hear you.
Hello, are you hearing me?
Yes, okay. We can hear you.
So, about our task. Good morning, everybody. Olivier, for the record. So it was the first time that our French team was worked together to review the English version, the English release of the newsletter. It was a huge challenge, because that was the first time. And when you will see the corrections you have made, there are many points. There are many points, and really I'm not sure that the time we have to do the job was really the right one. But we have done our best, and you have sent the last release, the review release, on Sunday late in the night to the staff. Till now, I didn't receive any response from them, if they have it or not. If not, you have touched more than 30 or 40 points in the French release. Even that it was done by the specialists, but it was not every word or every sentence. The sentences are not really, really correct sometimes. That's what I can notice. So for the next issues, we need to have more time for this, and we are going to subscribe it in the timeline. That's what I can add. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Olivia. Remy Wester, for the record. The French copy or translation they made was sent to staff. Can staff confirm if they received this before we can discuss further on that? Yes, ma'am?
Sorry, Remy. I didn't understand your question. What did you ask?
Olivia, the English translation, English version was sent to us for translation into French.
Uh-huh.
And they finished a few days back. It was sent back to the staff. He's saying that he has not gotten any acknowledgement, and I also did not see any acknowledgement. And we don't know whether he has been updated and rebooted. Can you acknowledge that staff received the French translation they made, or the correction they made? But there was a translation that was shared.
Excuse me, if I may, this is Evan speaking. I believe it was received, and I had inputted the French version into the Constant Contact format. I'm checking now. I don't know if it was sent, but it was shared with the team for their feedback if there were any final adjustments. And I'm not sure where we left off. I'm checking Constant Contact now, but I also see Sarah's hand up, so perhaps she also knows. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. please follow up and let's get that version out, because it's not sounding well that we have not meet up with our obligation to publish the French version while we are heading to the third version. Already the volume 3 is actually late. It's actually late based on our timeline. And one of the, as a follow-up to what Olivia reported, one of the things we discussed earlier was that the staff should also find out the possibility of adding a translation widget to that newsletter, which I think should have made our job easier and faster, because now Olivia is complaining that the days they were given to do the cross-checking is not even enough. And we are saying that he has already overshot our timeline. So my suggestion is that staff should find out what it will take to have a widget, a translation widget on that newsletter. It is possible to have it, so let us find out what it will take to have it, and then maybe raise it with the secretariat, and then we can take it up from there. Because the translation is taking us so much time, and you can see now we are trying to go front and back over that. But the idea of having a translation widget is, even if you are not a French speaker, maybe you are a Spanish speaker and you want to read a Fralo newsletter and you have the translation widget there, all you need to do is to choose your own country and it translates to you what is on the newsletter and you read through, which I think saves us, all of us, the time of going front and back and the blame therein. So please, I will appreciate if staff can get back to us on that. If possible, we can introduce that in our volume 3 to see how we can fare with that. Thank you.
Okay.
Whose hand is up?
Oh, put it down.
Evan. Okay.
Okay,
so
Evan,
I had my
right.
hand raised. Yeah, she's lowered her hand. This is Sarah for the record. The running question that we have, I think we've not really agreed on that. But before that, I would like to commend Olivier. When the French version was sent to us, he quickly created our subgroup and mobilized people to join the French group. My French is very minimum, but many people joined in time and they were able to make contributions very fast. So I would really like to commend Olivier and all the members of the French team for doing this very fast and for being very proactive with the WhatsApp group and just communication generally. The other question I have is, we've never really talked about the time between the English and the French version. I think the widget would sort the problem, but I'm not sure if we are supposed to send them out at the same time or if we have to send the English and then wait for the French. I think we've not really been clear on that. Thank you. And I see Sean's hand is raised.
Okay. Can we take Sean with you before I respond to that?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Yeah. Thank you, Chair. This is Sean for the record. I think while we can ask staff to explore the widget option, I think that it can be useful for other languages, but for the French and English, I mean French, it should be translated, especially considering the diversity we have within Afralo. The two major language speakers are French and English. So I think those two, especially French, should not rely on widget alone. So in terms of the publications, we did not the previous version has not been published. I appreciate that the newsletter seemed possible to publish the English and French version time for the next edition. That is going to be helpful for also the French speakers in the community to be able to follow through. So this means that as the thing, perhaps as the some statements are coming in, once the finalization is done, maybe the French team should be getting ready once the staff sends the final French that it gets published. I think that even if there's going to be a delay, maybe a delay within maximum of 3 days or 2 days, within 48 hours maximum, can be accommodated, but we should try to avoid a delay, too wide gap in between the two, just like because the second edition experienced that a lot. Thanks.
Thank you, Shane. The option we are raising is that even if you are going to explore the widget, we should still have a French translation done, which is still okay by me. The only thing is that even when we send it to staff, it still took some time for them to do the initial translation before it was sent back to us, which Olivia team now took over. The truth is that initially when we started, we expected that the team members from French should be the one doing the translation. But when we published the first one, there was no sign of that. Then the second one also came, and they were still not up and doing on that. So moving it to staff became the only option. And you can see now, after translation, they brought it back, and the team, we are lucky that Olivier actually set up the team eventually, and they looked at it and found out some few things. So I only hope that as we progress, we'll keep improving on the process, and like you suggested, the French team should be on standby. Once the publication is ready, they will do the translation, and I want to believe that that option will work for us. But I still want us to see how we can add the widget while the French version can still be translated. That widget will now start for other languages beyond these two, beyond English and French. So that's my thought on that. Is there any other hand up? Because I'm not seeing the hand.
Yeah. We have three hands from Olivier, from Evan, and from Sylvia.
Oh, okay. Can we take them according to the names you just called, Olivia, Evan, and Sylvia? Please. Olivia.
Okay, who start first? Okay, Olivia, for the record. Thank you for your remarks and comments. I agree with the widget solution, but if we are using widgets so that the French team is not, it annihilates the French team presence. I don't know why we have to set up a French team, because the widget is an automatic translation. And when it is an automatic translation, it is robotics one. It's not really the real meaning of the words are not appearing. That's why the team is very useful. But according to me, with that first experience, it must probably need 1 week between the parution of the English version and the parution of the French version if you want to serve a good French for the people. That's my remark. Thank you.
Evan?
Thank you. So I just wanted to note about the French newsletter. I found in my inbox an email exchange with staff, it was on the 24th of May. And so I had sent the French version, and this was the final version, the content from English that was submitted to our ICANN language services team, and they had done a direct translation from English to French. And so I sent the newsletter to the team just for the final okay. But I see what happened was there were some additional comments and revisions placed in a Google Doc and then in a Word Doc. And I just wanted to emphasize that usually, well, when the content is submitted to language services, the content should be final, and it should also be the same content that is in the English newsletter. And as you know, we just launched elections, so the focus has been on this. I can edit the newsletter, but I would suggest as a best practice going forward, in addition to what Sylvia suggested of having the timeline with key dates and content being final, that also with the translation, that once the English version is sent to translation, that the French version also shouldn't be updated per se. So I'll take a look at this and reply to the team. But I just wanted to make that note. In general, when the content is continually changed, that's when the process is slowed down. So if people can agree upon a final day for content to be finalized, that's key and it's so helpful. Thank you. Back over to you.
Okay, thank you. Sylvia?
Yes, thank you very much. And just thank you so much, Erin, for that very useful input. And that really confirms that we need to have a clear timeline with the dates. And I have been chatting with my colleagues with regards to the timing allocated for translation. We send it to the official staff, language services department, and they usually take for large documents, or documents such as this one, about 10 working days, 10 week days. So please incorporate this timing into the timeline to be able to have a French version. Unless you want to have it at the same time of the English version, but that would need to be done, the French translation would need to be done by the membership, by yourselves. But if you want the official language services translation, please allocate about 10 working days for this. And as Erin mentioned, once the English version is final, it should be the same as the French one. So the final document then cannot be revised, because then you will have two different versions. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. This is a new answer for the record. The truth is that even at the beginning, we had proposed 10 days for the translation. So what now happened was that that 10 days was even taken by the staff translation. So when he now got back, that's when the French team now took over. So the 10 days, I think, will stay suspect. We'll look into our timeline and make sure it's incorporated there for future purposes, so that all of us will run at the same time. Is there any other hand up there?
Yes, there's one from Sean Ojedeji.
Okay, Sean, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. I just like to make a comment on the versions. I think it needs to be clear that the main point of any translation is the English version. If version is finalized, every other translation, whether French or anyone that was done by the widget, should be the exact content of the English version. I think that way it's easier, and we know that we are not having multiple versions. There's no reason why any content that did not make the English version cannot be put in another translation. I think that needs to be very clear. So if for some reason, maybe during the French translation or any other language translation, so more information came in, we should not accept it. I think it has to, we have to freeze when we have to freeze once we say the English version is final. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, I also agree with you that the English version will be the final, so that we'll be consistent with our production. And I hope Olivia takes note of that as well. All right, so let's make progress. I think we should be on the review of last edition, which we have just done. And basically, as of now, we don't have much content for the third edition production, which is the collection of Volume 3. Yeah, we don't have much. We are still expecting the chair's comment. We are still expecting Adia's report, as well as the African office content. And they have all requested for the deadline, which was also communicated to them as well. So we plead with them to please submit those ones that are very statutory, because once we receive those, their statutory content, it helps us to move on to the next item. Even if we don't have enough content, we should be able to source those content and move on with the production and make sure that we meet up with the deadlines we already set for ourselves. Now we are already we are running behind schedule, and it's not too healthy, because by the time we now submit the material to ICANN staff, we expect them to do magic and they come back to us. So it's important we stick to our deadline. Very, very important. Is there any comment on collation?
Yeah, there are two raised hands from me and from Sean Ojedeji. Regarding the chair statement, So I received the statement from the chair, but I have not received from Pierre and from Hadi and other people. But I'm going to send a reminder to the list, to the mailing list, and one to the GSE team so that they can send us. If we have. But I think we are already, when I look at the timeline, we're already behind, because we should have received by 24th of May, which was a long time ago. So I don't know if we want to extend this deadline and to which date, so that we can put that in the reminder as well. Thank you.
Okay. Shem, let's hear from you before I respond to Sarah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Chair. I think I'd like to suggest that perhaps we should also be featuring something that has to do with we recently, not long ago, approved our outreach and engagement plan, and one of them, one of that was universal access acceptance, universal acceptance part, and there's a working group in that regard. And we have some of them. I think we have ambassador, an ambassador who is a member of AFALO. I think if it is possible to give them a column to actually be providing some update about that in our newsletter, I think that would be good. If the chair of the newsletter committee can approach the chair of the universal acceptance to see how it can be get. Yes. Universal access. Yes, exactly. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I think it's a good solution. We are going to take it up because that will also enrich our publication. We'll reach out to them. The one on outreach and engagement, we also will reach out to them to see where we can engage and improve the process in terms of quality of what we produce. And like you said, featuring probably implement what that plan is alongside with them, see how we can collaborate on that. So it's a good solutions. So we thank you also, Mr. Chair, for submitting your material. Even though I have not seen it, the Secretary received it. We hope that it will become more timely moving forward, because it is a key to other parts coming up. So we thank you very much for submitting that. So now we can now focus on the African office. Any other comments or hand up?
I see Sean's hand is still up.
Thank you, Chair. This is
a new one.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, it's a new one.
Okay, sir. Go on, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. And my apologies for the delay. And of course, thank you for, like I said, thank you for harassing me with the Google Calendar message. At least that got me to do the needful. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Sam. Any other hand up there, Sarah, please?
No.
No, okay. We have already spoken to... would only like to make comment on the need to meet deadline? Is only that still on? Is only that still in the house?
Olivia, yes, he is.
If he is there, let us know if you would like to make comment on the need to meet deadline. We have spoken across to that as well.
Yes, I don't know if Olivia is able to speak.
Hi, Sylvia. So Olivia is on Zoom. Let me try to unmute him.
Hello, yes, I'm online, please. But I didn't hear the question. What is the question, please?
The question is on our agenda, the need to meet deadlines as part of what you will take for today. So can you speak to us on that? Hello?
Okay, the deadline. Hello, yes. I have just published a new announce for the collection for the articles for the next edition, the next parishion. So we will respect the timeline you have already dressed for us. So what I'm encouraging is even if you send an article in French, you have to do an effort to have it in English too, as quick as we can.
Okay, thank you, Olivia. You are appreciating that we will make sure that we send our materials on time so we can meet our deadline. Thank you very much, Olivia, for those words of encouragement. We still urge everyone to please do their bit. We are moving on over to AOB, and that will...
Sorry, Chair.
Sarah will say something. Hello.
Sorry, Chair. Hello. This is Sean.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah. I just picked something from what Olivier just mentioned now.
Okay.
Yes, while the reference point is the, I mean, once we finalize English, then content gathering should stop. But during the developing the gathering of the content, some of the content will also be submitted in French. So it means that the French content also needs to be translated to English. So it still means that the timeline, which we should try as much as possible to meet the timeline, so that even the fresh version contents, once they get submitted on time, they can be translated to English, and of course, it will be easier to put them in French once the English version is final. I think that consideration needs to be needs to be at the back of our mind as well, so that we can actually meet up with the timings.
All right, thank you, Chairman. That's a very kind of you. We considered having that at the back of our mind, as you said. That's very noble for us to do that, so we can meet up with our own timeline. Can we move on to AOB now? Do you have any other hand still up?
No.
So, Sarah, please. I have an AOB, but let's see if there's any from you. I'll secure it.
Nothing from me, unless other people have comments.
Okay. Basically, my AOB will be that I think our membership, they are not very active, and I will suggest that maybe since we have their names, we can assign them to various regions in Africa for them to pull out content for us and see how that works out. I will need to do that and share with the editorial management, and then we can fine-tune that and see how that will also encourage them. Because some of them, like the last time, I think Ray was asking where we get start. I gave some instances what they could be doing, but up to this moment, I've not seen any content submitted after that. So in order not to feel that they don't know where to start, I want to pin it down to various regions. Just share us across our continent to see how that will also encourage them to search for content concerning those sub-regions moving forward. So that will be my AOD. I don't know if there's any other one. Is there any other AOB? Anybody think that we can take? Otherwise, the staff may give us a rundown of actions, item of actions that we have already agreed on. Yes, Sin?
Yes. Hello. Yes, this is Silvia Vivanco. I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can mention the action items. The first one is Evin Erdogan will review the latest edits to the French newsletters and will incorporate. The second action item is the working group will prepare a timeline and will send it to me for posting on the wiki, and the timeline will include 10 days for official French translation. The other action item is actually a suggestion or recommendation, is to freeze the document once the English version is final. And I think that's all that I have taken, unless there is any other action item you wish to note, please.
Okay, thank you, Sylvia. Another item that I also proposed was that we should add a translation widget on the newsletter outside the translation, French translation, which was suggested earlier on. So let us also add that. I think that's the agenda that I'm going to also take up the division of the region to members of the team to see how I will encourage them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's noted.
Okay. I don't think we still have any other
item
on the agenda. Yeah. So I thank everyone for coming to this meeting.
No, nothing to say.
And I hope that we live safely and remain safely. We'll win this war against this pandemic. So see you. Thank you and good night.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.